obviously the topic that has kind of taken over, I think a little bit, I understand why it's such a big deal nationally, but I just don't understand why it's such a big deal locally. Davante Adams.
You don't understand why it's a big deal locally. Have you not noticed that every time someone becomes free or it seems to be available, we always want him in this area? Because we still have the mindset of what we've had before. We're always looking to sign a big name. We never, ever think about building something from the ground up the right way. So as soon as someone becomes free with the name, we want him. No matter what his reason for leaving the other place, we want him. That's all it is.
Listen, man. This is just reported. So when the plan is to take calls on this, and hell, we will take your calls. I want somebody to convince me why they should do it outside of just Devontae's a great player.
So we have, I do the riding 30. We do our little bike rides and stuff. So we have a text thread. So one of the guys said, I would rather be playing with him than against him. Dude, you think like that. Athletes don't think like that. If he's on another team, I'll bust his ass.
Also, you know what I'm saying? They don't play the Raiders. You're not going to play. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, he's thinking if he were to go to, like, another person in the division or something like that. But let's be real. When Jahan left, everybody said the exact same thing. Why would we let him go to our division? He's going to go there and get better. He looked just like he did when he was here now.
Schefter also, I think this is quite pertinent to the story. Two teams high on Davante Adams' wish list of places to land, if not at the very top.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Jets and probably –
ding.
It's two teams in the South, Cowboys and possibly the Saints.
According to Schefter, it's Jets and Saints. Adams ideally would like to play with a quarterback he knows. The Jets have former teammate Aaron Rodgers, and the Saints have former teammate Derek Carr. The Raiders had freaking David Carr.
Okay, now, since he said that, everybody in this town – give him the one-finger salute. Let him go to one of those teams. Because you remember, Ayuk played with Jaden, but Ayuk was trying to use Jaden to get more money for San Fran. And that's why he stayed in San Fran. So let's not worry about him. Go where the hell he want to go. He didn't like D.C. anyway.
He just badmouthed D.C.
So
like
you know what I say? Bleep you, Devontae.
Damn, be going hard on a Wednesday morning. Schefter also reporting that despite any speculation, Kansas City is not an option. I don't think the Raiders.
If he didn't ask for San Francisco, did I say we should check his mentality, probably put him in an insane asylum? If he wouldn't ask for Kansas City.
I don't think Mark Davis would trade him there.
I'm just
ever.
Saying. I think he has some level of control. If he's not asking to go play with Pat Mahomes, knowing that they need a receiver, he's a damn fool.
I like
Aaron. Aaron's talent on the field. I think he's a psychopath. David Carr, but if you don't want to go play with Pat Mahomes, if you're a receiver, you try to get traded and go somewhere, you don't request that. At least request it. You got to be a dummy.
I hear you. I don't think he's technically requesting anything. I think they're backdooring all this, and I think part of Mark Davis's willingness to make this deal is that he's telling whoever he's backdooring with, hell no, I'm not sending him to the Chiefs.
I'm not worried about Mushroom.
I think
that's how his haircut looked like.
I think he's going to the Jets. I think he's been going to the Jets. I don't really see another scenario here. Maybe the Saints, maybe the Cowboys. I read this morning. People have bet up the Commanders in such a way that depending where you're getting your odds from, the Commanders are now second. According to the sports books, getting hammered with a flurry of Commanders bets, who, when this nonsense opened, were 100-1 8 days ago.
100-1 to do what?
To actually trade for Davante Adams. Uh-huh. 100-1 means that ain't gonna happen.
So what is it? What is it now?
It's now up to 3-1. I think that's just people taking the bait and betting this rather than any.
You know who loves that?
Vegas.
Yeah. I will sell my naming rights for the next building.
Right.
Call it Mitchell Casino because, like, you're going to get a lot of money from a lot of people that bet bad.
I think we talked about this yesterday. I understand, like, this dude named Booger who responded to us, B, immediately elevate your wide receivers to arguably the best in the NFL? Yes. If your take is – Devontae's a Hall of Famer, and we want him.
I understand that.
I can understand that.
See, this is the problem with people. They only think one way. They never think about the other side. What do you have to give up for it?
So the word is, the reporting, I think this is from Schefter, that, or maybe it was Rapp, they want at least a second.
At least a second, but possibly more.
Sure. A second plus other stuff.
Yeah. So
whether it's a player or whatever.
What I'm saying is, I've always heard people throw out these things like that. But then once they start talking, we can't give up this, we can't give up that. No. If you are that gung-ho, you should be able to give up anything for a person. But if you have any angst about what you have to give up, then you don't do the deal. We just see a name, and I'm tired in this area that every name that's available, we think we got to have them.
Listen, Davante Adams is a fantastic player. I think he's arguably – I think he'll go down in history as one of the greatest red zone threats ever at the receiver position. There's no denying that he's a fantastic player.
Yeah.
But this offense is third in the NFL in points scored and sixth in yards. And they have a young quarterback. They're talking about a long-term build-out, a long-term to be a consistent contender over time. You're going to trade a second-round pick, maybe plus other stuff. There's no way, he has no guaranteed money on his deal next year.
Yeah.
You think this trade comes through without also wanting a renegotiated contract?
Because
I think it does.
I say this. I listened to Troy Aikman. I've listened to several other former quarterbacks, Tom Brady, discussing Jaden. And Tom Brady last night, when I was listening to his thing, where he made him one of his top three stars of the week, he said, this kid gets it. He's passing, he's spreading the ball around, and that's how you make an offense basically unstoppable. Davante Adams don't want you spreading the ball around. He wants 12 to 15 targets a game. Does that affect how your offense is moving right now? Does that affect the growth of what's going on? You know, so I think fans have the right to be as fanatical as they want to be. Okay, but that man that's sitting over in the building, not far from us right now, AP, he understands he has to worry about the dynamics of what goes on. And if he doesn't want to do it, I'm with him. If he wants to entertain it, cool, because he has a hold and a feel of what this is. You get what I'm saying? Most fans just say stuff just to say it. They don't have a feel. They don't think. They think they know more than what's happening in the locker room, and that's cool. You have that right to think that way, but you don't, okay? And the people that are making those decisions, allow them to do their job, point blank.
If the news emerges, I can tell you this much. The people running the Commanders don't say much.
They're
to
smart.
Anyone.
They are smart.
But I'm not expecting to, like, all of a sudden, Commanders in deep negotiations with Raiders over this trade. If Peters decides that's the right move, cool. I think if you look at the fact that I honestly don't know the last time this happened, and you don't want to make it too big of a thing, but they got two players plucked off their practice squad in one day. That happened Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You look at some of the guys they had to cut. Are actually getting signed by other teams. KJ Henry signed to the active in Dallas. You look at this Jahan Dotson trade, that it looks like they sure won. It's early. Who knows? There's a lot of football left. But,
I don't know. They go into Covey a lot.
Sure. But maybe he turns things around. Maybe the offense
SWG,
gets hot.
They go into SWG a lot, man.
I just think – you got to – if Peters decides, yeah, we want to do this one, Devontae's just that good, okay.
Yeah.
But I think he certainly deserves it. One, I think there was a period of time there where we were saying just give him the benefit of the doubt. Now I think you can argue he deserves it, right?
Who?
Peters.
Peters has the right to go and do what he wants to do at this point. He was hired to come in here and build something. And I think he's going to make decisions that's going to build this thing how he wants it to be built. He's not swayed by what the fans say. He's not swayed with you and I say. He's not swayed with nobody else. He's going to do what they decide, and that's cool. They seem to have a great chemistry. Listen, if somebody was letting go a top-notch defensive player, I can understand everybody losing their minds. But when your offense is doing what they're doing, I don't understand it. That's not the part of the team that needs to be enhanced right now. You know what I mean? So I just don't like the fact that we seem to be going back to what we were in, what was it, 99, 2000. everything that comes available. Oh, we want it. Sometimes when something becomes available, it doesn't work.
The only thing that I think is cool about this, I think if this was Sam Howell or Dwayne Haskins or Case Keenum or Ryan Fitzpatrick or Alex Smith or Carson Wentz, I think if this was any collection of quarterbacks that have been here since Kirk, you wouldn't even have this conversation. Because Devontae Adams...
We might not have it, but the people that are saying they want him, they will. Every time somebody become free,
fine.
They wanted them every year.
But you couldn't validate it. I do think having Jaden Daniels all of a sudden changes the perception of who wants to come to Washington.
It does.
Now, Devontae is a unique player.
But if Devontae has stated he want to go to play with someone he knows, who does he know?
Sure.
Carr and Aaron. And Aaron basically is Adam Peters in New York. Hell, Aaron might be Josh Harris in New York, to be honest with you. Aaron making all the decisions. The coach just follow along with what Aaron says. They better hope it works because, you know, Aaron going to blame everybody else, never himself.
So, Nino5 just tweeted me. He said, if you can give up the Jahan Dotson pick for Devontae Adams, I'd do that. You know what, Nino? I wouldn't argue with that. I just don't think that's what it's going to cost you.
If you mean just that third-round pick?
Yeah.
You think the Raiders are going to just take a third-round pick for Devontae Adams?
I don't think so.
See, I go back to Scott Jackson used to do basketball, and this guy say, man, we could give up Peter John Ramos for Shaq. Who in the hell would trade Shaq for Peter John Ramos?
Right.
Just like I'll ask the question, who in the hell will trade Devontae Adams for a third-round pick? You have to think about what the people are going to want, man.
I'm also – whether – you know, one event in life should not necessarily impact the next event in life.
They do.
Well, you tell me if this is fair. After a summer spent having to watch Brandon Ayuk's Instagram page, I'm just over the, like, trade for a wideout discussion. This offense is top five in the league. They are moving the ball. Why disrupt that?
Just because
maybe you can make
you know
it better.
Why?
We say every day you got to try to get better, and I understand that.
I understand it.
But they're trying to get better long term, so giving up draft capital isn't part of that equation generally.
I think if you automatically know it's going to make things better, you do it. But I think sometimes when you make change, it does affect growth a little bit. And listen, can Devontae Adams play football? Hell yeah. But everybody that becomes free, we don't have to have. I recall coming here in 1990 where this team didn't want everybody else's stuff. Everybody wanted to get people off of this team. Now we are in a mold of every time anybody's free, okay, what team, losing team, winning team, wherever, we want them. No, make them want us, not we want them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to get to the point where as fans here, I know what it's been for 20-plus years. But I have a great feeling that things ain't going to be like it was for the last 20, the next 20.
Landfill, good morning to the boys in the aquarium. Landfill's got an idea that honestly kind of makes sense, B. Landfill, why don't you
Landfill normally don't have ideas that
pitch,
make sense.
Pitch your, joking, idea, pitch your idea to B and see what he thinks.
I say that we call up the Raiders and we offer him De'Ami Brown and maybe like a 6th or 7th round pick for Devontae Adams. Who do you think says no to that trade?
The Raiders.
Come on.
Somebody else going to call them and offer something else, and they're going to take it.
Nah, De'Ami Brown.
People might be calling you a hater, B.
Yeah, you're a hater,
B. They
want
to call me.
You think he's a hater?
First of all, I have never cared about what people think about me.
Are you taking him seriously right now? He's clearly joking.
No, I know he's joking, but my whole thing is.
Now, if Jeff had proposed that trade, it might be real.
I truly just feel like, man.
Hey, it didn't sound bad, laugh. It's like.
Of course. But Jeff, you get where I'm coming from. When you always think you need something that somebody else is discarding means that you don't think that you have anything going on. You know what I mean? Eventually, you got to get to the point where you're comfortable with yourself instead of always wanting to go grab somebody else's cast-offs.
Well, dude, I
got dudes in college made livings off of always looking for seconds.
I'm going to just
being real.
I'm just going to leave that alone. Here's the other needs at least probably a premium edge rusher, and you might have to pay for that. Sacks are the kind of position you have to pay
for. Hell yeah.
It's like if you want power in baseball, you pay for power.
They have a 7-on-7 league. They don't have a pass rush league. You got to find those.
Listen to me. Top 10. Now, we're only four games in. But the top 10 receivers in the NFL per receiving yards.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Collins at the top. Kid's almost at 500 yards.
Young,
but also not like a first rounder.
Yeah, but he's young.
Nico Collins, a third rounder on a rookie deal.
Okay.
Malik Nabers, first rounder, rookie deal.
Yep. Young.
DK got paid. Well, keep in mind, though, that's a second rounder. Young guy.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Jennings, seventh rounder. Maybe that's
Jennings is getting San Fran, right?
San Fran, right.
Okay. He's catching more than Ayuk.
I know. Justin Jefferson is a first rounder, just got paid. Jaden Reed, Packers, was a second rounder, has not been paid. Chris Godwin is 28, probably on his third contract, paid, but nothing outrageous. CeeDee Lamb, first rounder, paid. Goddard's a tight end, and then Ja'Marr Chase, 10th. My point is, if you zoom out and make this a top 20 thing, the receiver position has so much good young talent constantly coming out that you could build your team differently.
Yeah.
And I'm not
– I'm just –
Davante Adams is a Hall of Fame player. He's really good. But once upon a time, he was a second rounder.
Just for once, I'm just hoping, and this is a hope. I'm just like the fans. I have my belief. They have their belief. Let's try doing it a different way. We've done the go after the stars from other teams and do all this and paid all the money, and it did no good. Let's just sit back and allow someone to come in, and let's see if this guy, who is probably, let's say Picasso, he comes in, and he's going to build us something that's going to be fantastic. Let's just try that once. And if it works, you know, everybody can have fun. If it doesn't, everybody can just start throwing darts at me.